The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to the Swindon Money Pit. We on the podcast of the Lotus Eaters have made it very clear very often that we are not a big fan of big government, and oftentimes we can get a little bit misty-eyed about the idea of localities being able to administer themselves and be able to govern themselves and determine their own future and such. But we must also make it clear that as it stands right now, English councils are not good at doing such things, and in fact, they can screw us over just as much as the larger, big government that we've got in charge. Take, case in point, this. Something that we've all received in the post very recently, talking about the newest council tax changes that are being made over the next year from April onwards. And we're all getting tax bumps up, so we'll be being having to pay more each month on council tax. For those in America, council tax is what you have to pay to your local council so that they can administer local necessities like roadworks, bin collections, other such things.
It's the equivalent to like your state or city tax or city laws. I don't quite know how it works.
So it varies, doesn't it? All having to pay a bit more. I think on average, most people are going to be having to pay £6 more a month, which is not that much, but still more expensive than it was last year. And this is a yearly bump that tends to go up. And then when you get this booklet, which I am calling the Swindon Karma Sutra, because it's telling us all how the council is going to be screwing us for the next year, we find out that 80% of this funds vital social care services for adults and children in Swindon. And we'll get a bit more into how this honestly does feel like a slap in the face and how you're being ripped off each year and each month. Because I understand social care is important. There are many elderly people that have to be looked after where their families can't or just won't. And there are special needs children and people in difficult situations that do need some kind of social safety net to look after them.
People with disabilities as well.
Yeah, people with disabilities. However, the way the money is being allocated and spent, at least as far as it's being explained in this, does not particularly add up to me and suggests that there are some major inefficiencies built into the system to ensure that it costs as much money as possible, because 80% of the budget is, I think, laid out as about £166.4 million for the year. Now, I looked online and I found more information, and what it said that overall, that's just the budget that they're getting from business fees, some revenue that they get from fines, and then also the actual council tax that they get each year. And they get about £400 million from other sources. I forget what. But from the budget that's made up from those things, business fees, council tax, fines, this is what it's going to be spent on. And we'll take a look through that in a moment. But there was a recent hangout that Carl did with Beau where they were talking about how do we save England. And I think that would be fitting here because England is doomed as far as I'm concerned. Well, right now, England is doomed. So we need to figure out how are we going to save England. And this is where they discuss and brainstorm some ideas on what can be done. What were you about to say? Sorry.
My attitude towards it is that I'm actively being coerced out of money, it's being stolen from me, and the money is being spent in ways which actively disadvantage me. So not only am I not getting anything for my tax money, the money is directly going against my interests. And I'll get into that a bit later.
I know that that Westminster consistently promises, oh, we'll put more money into social care because it sounds good for voting blocks, because everybody in the UK, in Britain, worships the NHS because the NHS is our state religion. We got rid of Christianity You know, the king is still technically the head of the Church of England, but still, the actual religion of the UK is the NHS. So we need to consistently make promises that we're going to put more and more money into the NHS money pit. And social care is a part of that, because
it's like the
good.
Equivalent of sacrificing a bull to the NHS, isn't it? But we just throw money into the burner.
Yes. But just to, before we get into the bad stuff, I just wanted to mention this, which was last weekend. You did this segment with Connor. I think this was Connor's segment.
It was, yeah.
Where you were talking about the Swindon Council plans for education, where they were talking about sex education and transing and all sorts of nonsense, where they were saying, here's how you teach what anal sex is to like 12-year-olds. 12-year-olds do not need to know such things. And off the back of this and some public pressure, we were notified of this, that the Swindon Borough Council has removed its appalling sex education guidance from its website. This told children to do any anal sex transition, break contact from parents, etc. And we were tagged when being notified about this. So that has been taken off. And while it's not certain, I can hope that we had some kind of impact there. So we are making a difference, lads. We can do it. You can at least get them to take such nonsense off the website. It will be important to keep a track of that and see whether it's just been taken off the website, if it's still being taught in the local classrooms.
Might sneak back in.
Yeah, it might sneak back in. So this is something, this is the ever-present vigilance that mm-hmm. needs to be undertaken. But for now, it does seem like a difference has been made. So not to toot our own horn or anything, but hopefully we had an impact in that. So anyway, moving on to the bad stuff. So this is the website, the Swindon Borough Council website. And if we scroll down, this is the what we need to spend. So obviously, I've already explained how they take the revenue. You have to pay your council tax, they get business fees, et cetera, et cetera. And if you scroll down, it says there, just in plain language, 80% of this year's budget will be spent on helping those who need it most in our community. As demand for these services, which are mostly statutory, and that means that the larger government enforces it and that it has to be done.
Westminster
says you have to do this or you're breaking the law if you're a local council. As demand for these services is continuing to increase, and this is because of the aging population in Britain, as well as more children being diagnosed with mental conditions and such things, as it's increasing, it means a lot less can be spent on other services. And if you live in Swindon, you can really see the impact. For instance, I won't get into the details right now because we'll get into it as we carry on. Mm-hmm. But here's the general budget breakdown that they have in the booklet. In the next one, if you go to the next one, please, John. So you can see where the budget goes. £84.2 million a year goes on adult services. £48.4 million goes on children, families, and community health services. So that's the 80% mm-hmm. of the budget. Gone. Straight away. 10% waste collections, country parks, and tree maintenance. 4.5% economy development, skills, and libraries. Highways and buildings, 3.3%. And if you've seen the buildings around Swindon, you can tell they don't put much money into that.
To be fair, I don't want the state buildings anyway. They're normally the most horrific examples of grotesque architecture.
That's true, but still, if you had the state trying to build nice buildings, that would at least be something. I don't trust them to. And then 1.7% is keeping people safe. So that would be community safety, emergency planning, trading standards. I would imagine also police funds and such things like that.
I'm not quite sure how that works.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure like how it works. But if we go to the social care budget breakdown, let's take a look at this. So this is where we see exactly, well, I say exactly, a kind of vague overview of how 80% of the budget will be spent on providing the social care services. So the one that I wanted to point out here, £11.8 million per year on residential placements for an average of 42 children with complex needs. Now, if you break the maths down on there, that is about £281,000 per child per year.
That's enough to buy them a house every year.
Yes.
So unless their needs are property development related, I don't understand why you would need all that money.
Exactly. And if you look at how many people are named in here, if we're to take this as being accurate to the amount of people that this is servicing, so we've got 265 children on the top one on care placements, 42 children with complex needs, 567 people with residential and nursing care placements, 1,475 people to live safely in their own home. So that'll be people who need help just getting up the stairs if you're old or something. John's asking if boat people are included in the 22 million. No, I don't think so, but we will get onto subjects like that as we carry on. And then we've got 194 people on supported living care, which you would imagine would also be included in the safety in their own homes, but that would also be residential placements in nursing homes and such. That is less than 2,500 people per year that over £100 million is going towards of the local council budget. That doesn't add up to me. And it seems that it's either because of inflation, because a lot of what they're talking about, why it's going up and why it's so expensive, is because of inflation, which is government policies, meaning that it costs us more at the end of the day. Because once again, I don't want to see these people out in the streets. I don't want to see these people having to live difficultly. But it doesn't. The numbers don't add up to me for why it should cost so much.
We're not disputing the fact that, you know, they deserve to be cared for. It's more that the values ascribed to them seem to be extortionately inflated relative to how much one would intuitively imagine it would cost to look after someone like that.
Yeah, I know people who've worked in care placements. I know people who have had to have special needs kids where they go to these meetings and these sessions where they learn how to better look after their children, for instance. And it never seems to add up for that. What's actually done for them, how much it actually costs, as far as I'm aware, doesn't seem to add up for 42 children costing almost £12 million. And let's see, for the cost for the average child placement, they even state it here, £81,000 on average per year. And if we go to the next one, I found this. Compare UK quotes. I'm taking this as a general average baseline. How much does it cost to raise a child in the UK? And so this is from birth till the age of 18. It comes out as, if you are a couple, £160,000, roughly. So if we take that for how much it would cost per year, that's about £9,000 a year. So the council is somehow managing to spend almost 10 times that amount on these children who presumably already have parents.
Mm-hmm.
Or have foster homes and such, and you want to pay them, but how are they making it so expensive?
It seems very inflated, doesn't it?
It does seem massively inflated. And if you look in the booklet, if we go to the next link that I've got, there's this. We've got stories like this in here. And these are not the real names. These are not the real photographs. We're not doxing anybody or telling anybody's story or making it too clear who this is. This is just the example that the council gives to the local residents. This is Lisa's story. We recently supported Lisa, aged 39, to make positive changes, which meant her two young children can remain safely in her care. Without this support, her children would have needed to move into foster homes, which can cost £300 per week to provide. I don't understand. So presumably this would be one of the 42 with special needs, because the parent needs help to be able to understand how they can deal with their children's issues. I don't understand how that can stretch itself out into £281,000 per year.
Mm-hmm.
And if this is, and that's on average. So if this isn't one of those ones that can cost £280,000 per year, say, you know, they say £300 per week, but say people that I know have had special needs children had to go to these sessions. They go to about 10 sessions where they say, here's how you better raise your children or better deal with your children's issues. And then they send you on your way. So say the session is £300 per, mm-hmm. and you've got 10 sessions. That's £3,000.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the rest of the money going? And what's going on? Yeah, 300 times 52. John's got the quick maths up on the calculator here. Even if it was £300 a week to provide, that would be £15,600. So still, there's a gap of about £265,000
mm-hmm.
in the blank spaces somewhere.
And still, £300 per week is quite a large amount of money.
Well, it's foster home, so you've got to presumably help the people who are the foster parents to be able to provide for the children, provide a stable environment for them. So I can understand that, but there seems to be a large gap where all of this money is going that doesn't seem to be clear or isn't made clear through the stories that they give here, because they've got Ben's story as well. Ben, age 10, recently diagnosed with ADHD, his parents often struggled to find the best ways to support him, which has led to arguments and a strain on relationships. Funded the £400 cost, here we go, of his parents to attend a 10-week Managing Challenging Behaviour program. They now have a better understanding of his needs and know how but to best support him. Where is the £81,000 going if the stories that they're giving are a course that would at best cost £300 and this course, 10 weeks, £400? Where is the money going? Are there children out there who are just so special need that they are costing hundreds of thousands of pounds just by themselves.
Well, I mean, it's possible that, you know, they've got really serious disabilities. They've got really expensive machines to maintain their life. They need full-time care. I mean,
these are all possibilities, but the council is not transparent about them. They're telling us how much it costs and then giving these stories that aren't congruent with the costs that
are being shown. Yeah.
And that's my issue here, because honestly, it does just seem like there are massively inflated costs for reasons that we're not made aware of. And then when you see about the stuff that we actually get to see on the day-to-day and really shows in Swindon, if you come here, we're not exactly Amsterdam, we're not some burgeoning, beautiful bourgeois paradise. It is an industrial hellhole, at least the town centre.
Our roads do look like the surface of the moon.
They really do. And you can tell why, because 1.32% of the day-to-day budget is spent on road maintenance, and that's about £2 million each year on maintenance of roads. So that is less than 10% of what is being spent on less than 300 children a year. Very interesting. The next one, we've got 3.24% on waste and recycling on the day-to-day, so that's £5 million spent a year. And I don't know about your bin collections, but my bin collections are incredibly inconsistent.
Well, I have private bin collections.
Ooh, fancy duddy pants over here. No, my bin collections are local, they're organised by the council, and they're incredibly inconsistent. Sometimes they'll be fortnightly, which is kind of the average that you get, and then sometimes they won't show up for a month and we'll just have masses of rubbish just start to pile up outside of the flat that we live in. And it's terrible, it can lead to a bit of a smell, and I can understand now that they're just not spending much of the budget on it. Which doesn't feel great. And then this one, 0.04% spent on the day-to-day budget goes towards maintenance of beautiful spaces. Now, we do have some lovely places around the outskirts of Swindon. I live near to a place called Lydiard Park, not to dox myself or anything, but Lydiard Park is a very nice part of Swindon. It's really lovely. And that means that they are spending about £66,000 going on maintenance of these local beautiful areas. And that will be spread out across things, including, for some reason, building an 18-hole adventure golf course. Nobody asked for such a thing. Why are you doing that? There's already things to see around Lydiard Park. They already have a children's play area. Just make sure that's maintained. And then we have that as well. Do you know that that hideous contraption at the bottom of there?
The diving platform.
Yeah, that's the Coates diving platform. Mm-hmm. I looked at that. It's listed. That's, for some reason, that big concrete ugly block is listed because it is Art Deco. Okay, and it was built in the 1930s, I believe, when I looked this up.
That'll be the era, yeah.
And, you know, they did a very impressive job finding this nicer picture of it, because every other picture I've been able to find, it's been covered in seagulls and seagull crap.
I think it would make for a very good sort of post-punk, sort of grim album
it
cover,
is
wouldn't
grim.
It?
It is really grim, and it's listed so you can't do anything. If you want a diving board there, great, but that's hideous. What are you doing with that thing? And just on that basis, I did look into some of the other things that the Swindon Borough Council and the Wiltshire Council as well is funding. So I don't have links for this, so you'll have to take my word for it, but you can look into it. And if you go on the government website, you can find all of the information that I'm going to discuss here. So in the local area, there is a charity called the Harbour Project, which is a charity to help asylum seekers and migrants integrate, find work, and mainly get benefits and such, and help get them around bureaucratic red tape. If you've been to Swindon, you'll be aware, because it's very difficult not to notice, that there are a hell of a lot of asylum seekers and migrants around here. We are the equivalent of a US sanctuary city, as far as I can tell. We have hotels that house migrants, and Callum has covered this many times before, mm-hmm. So you can see his posts on Twitter about it. They're not the sort of people that add economic value to a place, shall we say?
No. I think they, if anything, increase the need for policing a lot of the time, because I've seen the police outside of the migrant hotels on multiple occasions. I've seen the police arresting migrants outside of the train station when I was going to catch a train, and I've seen them arresting another one outside of the hotel. So I know they're certainly creating work for our police force, if nothing else.
Yeah, and if you walk around Swindon Town Centre, it's very easy to see that there's just lots of foreigners that will give you the side eye, will shoot daggers at you if you're just in their general vicinity. It's not a very welcoming atmosphere that you get here. And this Harbour Project are one of the organisations helping and aiding these people to be able to stay here. And they, on their website, list themselves as receiving money from a few sources. They get, obviously, private donations. They get money from the National Lottery Fund, which is always fun to see. They also get money from Wiltshire and Swindon Borough Council. If you go on the government website and look in the charity index, you're able to find the finances as broken down from the period of the 31st of March 2021 to the 31st of March 2022. And I looked into this and found that they were being given about £48,000. In the past year, in that time period, from Swindon Borough Council, and then an added £2,000 from Wiltshire Council as well. So that's about £50,000. So they're almost giving their entire budget for maintaining local beautiful areas, the same amount almost, to a local migrant charity. And that
clearly got their priorities in order there, haven't they?
Yes.
Oh, great.
And that is what your councils are doing, because this is not just unique to Swindon Council. I can guarantee that you watching from home in the UK right now, if you get your council tax through and you see get a booklet like this, it will be a very similar story.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast The Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content that's on the site, such as the Brokenomics series, this episode on face masks with Hector Drummond. If you'd like to find out what else is being put out, you can follow on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.